Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. Here are the top stories. The world faces a shortage of oxygen concentrators as the number of worldwide cases of coronavirus infection nears the 10 million mark, the WHO head said. The new coronavirus has hit 9.3 million people and killed more than 4,80,000 so far, and is rising by about 1 million cases per week. This has pushed oxygen demand to 88,000 large cylinders per day, or 6,20,000 cubic meters of oxygen. Indian Oil Corporation Limited, the country's top refiner, yesterday reported its first quarterly loss in more than 4 years in the March quarter, after a surge in inventory losses following a sharp fall in crude oil prices. Chairman Sanjeev Singh said the fall in global prices impacted the group's financial performance for the January to March quarter, as the company holds about 45 days inventory. The International Monetary Fund has sharply lowered its forecast for global growth this year because it envisions far more severe economic damage from the coronavirus than it did just 2 months ago. The IMF predicts that the global economy will shrink 4.9% this year, significantly worse than the 3% drop it had estimated in its previous report in April. India reported 16,000 new coronavirus cases yesterday, its highest daily increase since the outbreak began. And the government called in the army to manage new treatment centers with thousands of additional hospital beds in New Delhi. The city government estimates it will have 5,50,000 COVID-19 cases by the end of July and will require 1,50,000 beds by then. Barely days after a bloody clash at the Galwan Valley of Ladakh, the Chinese are back at the disputed site and have started raising tent-like structures destroyed by the Indian Army on June 15 again. All this is happening when both the sides are engaging in military-level talks to disengage the troops from the disputed areas. Commanders from both the sides held the second round of discussions for almost 11 hours on Monday. The Ministry of Railways on Wednesday said it will generate 8 lakh man days of employment opportunity for migrants in various infrastructure projects worth ₹1,800 crore in the next 125 days till October 31st. Reviewing the progress of Garib Kalyan Rozgar Abhiyan, the Railway Ministry has instructed zonal railways to expedite execution of all ongoing infrastructure works in the identified 116 districts across 6 states. And that's all we have for you today. Goodbye for now.